want to address the things that few people talk about because we need to get this information out there. Sometimes there's a good double that you'll see, something that's showing you there's a doubling in your life in general. There can be two of something given to you. You can be given two eggs, or you can be given two wallets, or two new gifts, or two new suit jackets. Or you can get things in patterns of threes too, but if there's doubles as far as there being another you or someone referring to another you, that's often going to come in to tell you there's a new you that's going to be coming forth after this period of transformation. So along with this type of thing, you'll see people ringing your doorbell, calling your name to show that the new you is coming forth. Again, this is going to have to be if you have been doing all the spiritual work and you have been moving in the direction and you've been shown in your dreams that you've been cleansed, you've been showering, you've been washing your hands a ton, you've been washing your hair a ton, you've been getting new clothes, new makeup, new shoes. You've been getting ready, you've been trained, you've been in formations. Sometimes you'll be with royalty, or you'll be with heads of state, or you'll be somewhere formal where you are getting prepared. You're shown you're getting prepared for a direction of work. You'll be shown you're getting new jobs, that you are being driven to new jobs that you don't even know how to get to, but the person driving you is taking you there. Everything's done for you. You're told how to fill out the resume. You're told what to say on the application. You're told what to say in the interview. It's secured for you. That shows change. Positive change is coming. Some other dreams that show you're moving forward into your destiny are you're driving in a car. You like your car. It could be the current one you have, or it could be a new one. You are moving fast on a highway. The traffic is good. In other words, there's no traffic. There can be a flight at the airport. You can be, again, given that new job. You could be planning for a wedding. You could be planning a trip somewhere where you really want to go. You can be a decision maker where you are asked what to do for the group. You could be placed in a leadership role. You can be sat at the table at a banquet with one of the best seats and guided there. You can have a victory or celebration, like I mentioned, the surprise party, gifts, a positive news story, people clapping when you say something, hosting parties where everybody shows up and everybody brings something. The number 50 in the dream, that indicates a jubilee. The jubilee year was the year of celebration. And so we have jubilee all the time now as Christians, and we receive that. So when your 50 comes in your dream, often that'll be a sign of jubilee. Good things are coming. And so remember, these types of dreams can come well before you actually see these things. So they can be giving you hope where it seems like nothing is changing forever, and all you have is your faith and your walk with Christ, and just knowing you know him better, you're closer to him, and you have to trust that he's doing something, and you see it in your dreams, and you watch these patterns, and this is going to get you through. You're going to know because you're going to have experienced it so much. You're literally going to go through having someone do your hair and in this ball gown or in this tux and get you in this car that they're telling you exactly where to go. So you're going to experience that. So it's like Queen Esther had to be trained and she had to go through a period. So that's what happens in your dreams, is you're going through the refining school of Christ in your dreams, and you're learning how to carry yourself in the dreams, and you're learning how to experience being taken care of and being shown the way. Whereas in your life, you may have never seen it. Even in that time that you're dreaming, you still might have never seen it. But you're seeing it in the dreams and you're getting to experience it. So again, that's how he's preparing you. I really think too about how Joseph, how could he in prison then come before a king? He got cleaned up to do that, but he was ready within himself. And I really believe, since Joseph was such a dreamer, that he did have these same types of dreams throughout being in prison, or he was being prepared and he was shown, I'm getting you ready for this, and I'm going to present you before the king, and you're going to be ready, and you're going to speak for me. And this is what he does with us. So he gives us the training, and he prepares us to suddenly be ready. Whenever God says it's time for you, we're going to suddenly be ready. Okay, another sign, of course, that things are going to be going well is you're seeing financial increase, you're seeing the stocks go up, you're seeing things in the bank account go up, you're seeing people hand you large amounts of money, or you see a large check, signing things at banks, those types of things. being washed of your sins and iniquity. In the dreams, you're getting rid of the undergarments or the cologne if you're a man, the things that are marketed to men and women that you're supposed to wear to attract the opposite sex. In these dreams, you're getting rid of those things and you're seeing them as they are. You're seeing them for what they are, and they actually motivate you to get to look through your things and make sure you don't have anything like that. Throwing out old bikinis, you do that in dreams, you do that in your real life, and receiving deliverance and healing in a church or in a circle of friends. So you're going to see yourself worshiping, you're going to see yourself getting deliverance. And these dreams are probably going to come overlapping at the same time, within the same time period. One really is connected to the other, so we have to get rid of the stuff. And sometimes you'll get rid of clothing that you've already gotten rid of, but in the dream, in the spirit, you still had it. It'll be showing you that you're now getting rid of that spiritually. So there's something with it that spiritually wasn't cut from you, even though you got rid of the old shirt or the old clothing or whatever it was. Okay, as we kind of touched on before, just know if you're doing things in ministry, if you're standing up at the pulpit, if you're teaching, if you're healing, if you're guiding people, you're ministering to them, you're talking to them about Jesus, that's showing something's coming. You're going in that direction. Just don't worry about how fast it's coming. Don't fear that it's coming. Just know it doesn't literally have to be exactly that way, but just know you're being prepared and you're going to have the words to say. Just like in the dream, when you have the exact words to say in the dream, you don't know how you said that thing. You don't know how you spoke about Jesus so eloquently, or you don't know how you had so much courage to say it in whatever way it came out. That's going to be taken care of in the times to come, and you're being prepared for that. So that can give you confidence and it can show you you can speak for God, get comfortable with it, and you will do well in that. Another promise that your life is moving forward is you're going back to your childhood home like we spoke about before. And there are actually positive things happening in your home where it used to be maybe you'd have negative dreams about that. Now you may be ministering to your family. You may be seeing sunlight coming in. You might be seeing the door open. You might be seeing wind blowing through the house. You might be seeing an exorcism happen. So the more you understand these different types of signs that things are moving forward, and the more that they recur, the more hope you're going to get, and the more you're going to want to get close to God, and the more thankful you're going to be. So the more worshiping you're going to do, and the more celebration and thanks and gratitude you're going to feel. And that is a living sacrifice that God sees and hears and puts up a scent, a really beautiful scent for him that he loves. And so the response to that is going to be more goodness. It's really making you thankful in your heart, which is attracting more of his love and attention and affection and grace. So the more you seek him for mercy and grace, and the more you come to him with gratitude, you'll be singing praises to him. You'll be in a feeling of thankfulness, and that is a form of deliverance. And so that gratefulness, that celebration, that worship is going to deliver you further from some things that you needed delivered from that maybe you can only get delivered from by worship. I'm just going to worship you, God. I'm just going to worship you. Everyone's asking from you, but I'm going to worship you. I'm going to thank you. I'm just going to be in that place of thanks because you've already given it all. And I'm just going to realize that, and I'm going to thank you for that. So that type of worship, it just shows a turn in our heart. It shows how we're seeing him differently, and he can respond to that once again and really bless us. So dreams for me helped quite a bit in what I'm doing right now. I had to really come out of what I had built a lot of confidence in, and that was the way that I did counseling and the love for people and helping people out of trauma and helping people out of the New Age and occultism. And so God gave me a way to be able to do both and to really minister to people in the way that I love and the way that makes people feel more excited. And I think it just really puts more emphasis on him. So as a child, I did see visions. I saw things that came true that were in the newspaper after I would dream them at night. And sometimes I had visions and I would see the world with storms and earthquakes and tornadoes. And I was very worried and troubled about it as a child. I didn't get to have anyone to speak into my life that it could be prophetic. And he started to show me how I'm going to be walking, how I'm going to be talking, how I'm going to be ministering, what my gifts are. And it was sometimes not really clear. It was just, okay, you see yourself getting healed here. You're going to the bathroom here. You're seeing another you here. You're getting your makeup done here. You're on television here. You are revisiting an old trauma here. God's taking it away. You're getting let out of a cage over here. So it's all these things that you're putting together that he's showing you. Look how much work he's done. Look how much he's doing. All these dreams are him doing what he promised he would do. I will restore you. And he is absolutely doing that. When we read his word, he promises the renewing of our mind. So we don't need all this heavy counseling. We can have the word of God restoring our mind. If he says it will renew our mind, lots of people have mental issues and things that they struggle with and things that they're on medication for. And the word of God promises that the word is what renews the mind. So it's the medicine for the mind. And so if we have that playing, we're getting that. It takes some time because it's been years of the mind being corrupted and it takes some time to renew the mind. But if we trust God and we hear the word and we hear it and we hear it and we hear it every night as we sleep, then we're going to get somewhere. He's going to do as he promises. And so it lets us enter into his rest where everything doesn't have to be so hard. So I really feel like for me personally, the dreams have helped me quite a bit to be confident in where he was taking me and that he was doing it and that I could rest and I didn't have to work so hard to save the world and all the traumatized people. He could easily do that by the word in their mind as they sleep. And they could get delivered and they could then start to understand their dreams and they could be developing in their closeness with him. So in the next class, we're going to go over some other things that I think would be important for you to know in these last days before Christ returns of how you can develop your dream interpretation.